I apologize for the technical delays. Today we're going to begin the shiur by concluding the last proof of the Mishkan is Yaakov, to the fact that Avelis is Doraisa, from the din of Ovel, Eina Mishalech, Korban Osof. And Af Tes Vavam Ad Beis, the Mesechta Moed Kotten. Ovel, Eina Mishalech, Korban Osof, the Tanya, Rab Shimon Omer Shlomim, Bizman Shu Sholem, V'lo Bizman Shu Onem. Bizman Shu Onem, says Rashi, B'dato, Shadato Miusheva Salaf. And when he's in Avelis, it doesn't apply. Can't bring a Korban Shlomim. It's a Din Daraisa, says the Mishkan Nesiakim. We see from here that Avelis is Daraisa. Fine, that's his Raya. Of course, the question becomes, sometimes a Raya is guilty of overkill. Remember, the Gemara starts with Ovel and ends with Onain. Apparently, the two are linked. So what did the Rush? What did the Rush say? Remember, it was so categorical. Trey and Yonininu. Also Bezeh, Mutte Bezeh, also Bezeh, Mutte Bezeh. How can the Gemara beferish enough to have and Bez link the two? Interesting, the Tosus read, and this daf Tetzavim and Bey says, the din daraisa of Ovel Enem Meshalech Korban Osof is limited to day one, Yom Misa Kvura. But the night is the Rabbanan. Oh, can't blame him, right? It's linked together. The Mamash joined at the hip. But the Rambam says it's Osir a whole week. So the Minchas Chinuch is his kasha. A whole week? What are you kidding? We know that such a shita exists. We asked Oviv Evel Shivas Yomim, the Rif quoted that we started the shita the very first day. We don't paskin that way. This is not my question. This is a question of the Minchas Chinuch. I'll read it to you from the Minchas Chinuch inside. It's in Simon Reish Samach Dalet. Mitzvah Reish Samach Dalet, which is Lo Yitama. We've already been here a few times. Very long Minchas Chinuch. Here he writes as follows. Says, quotes the Gemara Moed Katan, again, Tetzavah Mebeis, this is Os Lamed in the Osos that we have. It means Yom Rishon. Reish Samach Dalet, Minchas Chinuch, Os Lamed. We may be able to get on the Zoom in a second. Thank you. Okay. But the Rambam says all 7 days. He himself paskins in Hilchos Ovel, Aleph, only the first day is Doraisa. So you'll tell me, Lo Yishaleh Korban Osof is with the Rabbanon? No, doesn't sound that way. Because by Menuda, he says, Lo Yishlach, B'diyevet Nirtza Korban. Because in the first one, B'diyevet no good. It's a Din Doraisa. Otherwise, it would be Sveik at the Rabbanon the Kula. There are some unresolved questions in Moed Katan. It's a Kesef Mishkot to Tosefta. Korbonos Perikut Aleph Halacha Aleph. What does it say there? It says that sounds like it's a din Doraisa. Oh, the Tosefta may hold that there's a Velus 7 days, like that day at the Rif quarter from the Gaonim. But then the Minchas Chinuch said if it's a Tosefta, it's authoritative. We should paskin that way. Why is the Rif rejecting it? We do not understand. Why don't we follow this Shita? Well, it's not found in Shas Bavli. It's not found in Shas Bavli. But the other Mefarshim, who don't hold from it at all, it's a big problem. What do you do if you hold Avelis at the Rabbanan? This is the Minchas Chinuch in Simon Reish Samach Dalet, Sif Katan Lamed. That's his Kasha, and he has no real Teretz. Oh. So let's try to answer this question right now. The Minchas Chinuch's question is a very strong question, and it relates to the Mishkan Yaakov's proof. It's working. So put it on my table. I'll turn this off. Okay. Kolamosa Gorea. Off. Again, I apologize for the technical. I've had other technical difficulties this morning of a different nature. It's been a difficult technical day. We're trying to get these kinks ironed out. B'siyata d'shmaya will hopefully solve them quickly. So I hope you heard the Minchas Chinuch's question. And it seems that the answer is as follows. All the Isurim of Avelus Doraisa, maximum of the first day, Yom Yisur Kvura, maximum. However, this halacha of Eina Meshaleach Korbanos was not found in Hilchos Avelus, Hilchos Avel. It's Hilchos Bias Mikdash. It's Exeris HaKotel of Shlomim, B'Zman Shul Shalem. That's an Inyan Shebelev, as Rashi said. An Inyan Shebelev. And if you look in the Keren Ora, in Masechta Moed Kodnav Chesem at Beis, remember the Keren Ora is by the brother of the Mishkan Nisiyaka, keep that in mind. He says like this, it's going to be the segue to the sugya we're beginning today, Masechta Ksubas. Shivas Yimei Evel and Shivas Yimei Chosan, there's no mitzvah mefureshes in the Torah. Yeah, oh, Keren Ora, give a look. Let's see. I can't find. You'll find it, and you'll put it on the screen. He says over there that the 7 days of Avelus and the 7 days of Chosin and a regal, no mitzvah mefureshes in the Torah, but it's derived from the various pesukim. V'samachta. So v'samachta bechagecha. Oh, there it is. Is it tzivui al shalmei simcha? Al afal pikein shamina michlola. Did tzarach she has lo simcha salev. Etc. Same chiz simchas chosan. Habi mikros mornal simcha. Mali shavu azos. It's not a part of a mitzvah proper, not a tzivui. Misos chosan al kala, etc. And so shivas yimei evil, the same thing. Vayas love of evil shivas yamim. And the Yushalmi derives, chilimedim lefei adibur. The answer is, it's not an absolute halacha. It's also the Gemara. Chafachti chagechem le'evel. So you see, from tzorah, k'myomim k'admonim, the tzorah l'sabal al kol tzorah shalotovo, and the more drashas in the Yerushalmi, v'chulin ein ba mitzvah mefureshes, el shaminin lo michlal mikros shebetorah. And that's exactly it. And the Zayin Yemei HaMishnah, Iker Simcha is the first day. B'yom chasunoso. Pasuk Shira Shirim, and as a matter of fact, the Rosh and Ksubas quotes that as well. Shivas Yemei Avelus is also the first day. Vachvisa Ki Omar, Aval B'chol Makom Kulin Shavin Zela Aivav Zela Simcha. That the most serious day is the first day, and there is a shame Avel or a shame Chosin, if you will. So my Rebbe called it. My Rebbe has the same Yisod in his Shirim on Hilchos Avelus, which I have in front of me. He quotes it over there, in page Chof Dalet, he has the same kasha, about an Avel in a Mishaleach Korban Osof. And he explains, the same yourself, but he calls it, is Nihugi Avelus B'maisa, but Kiyim Avelus Shebelev you have for a whole week. The whole week, he says. He calls it a shame of it, you know, the Brisker terminology. Shame of it. That exists for a week, even though the specific requirements only apply to day one midaraisa and day seven only midarabona. Oh, with this we can answer the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. True, the laws of Avelus as such, the 11 laws of Avelus, which the Rama holds are daraisa, limited to the day first of Yom Misa Ukvura. But the shame of it lasts for 7 days based on the psukim. And that's why it's Asla Shalei Chobanosim in the Torah. All 7 days. It's not Shalem. That's why it's compared to Aninus. Even according to Tosfos, that they don't have the problem of the Dini Avelis, but the shame of it. And that's all for 7 days. That's derived from Onan. And my Rebbe said something very similar in his Chidushim. Finally, my last point before we go open the Gemara Ksubas, which I hope you'll open the Gemara Ksubas with you today. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, you're not required to tell an Avel if he's an Avel. You don't have to tell him that his relative died. It's not a violation of anything. He doesn't know about it. Right? It's Avel Shebelev. As long as he doesn't know about it, you can't say he's doing Avera by whatever he's doing. He's going to a shower, he's taking a shave. How can you say it's over? He doesn't even know that the relative died. It's remarkable. What about the question of Kotshim and Maaser Sheni? Must you inform him or need you not inform him? He's about to take a bite into a korban. or Maisa Sheni. Must you inform that his relative died? So I saw the poskim say, no! No! As long as it's not Ba'oni, it's Tali Belev. The Yisod of the Anilis and the Avelis Minatorah is Avelis Shebelev. He doesn't know about it, he knows no Avelis Shebelev. He's not required to keep Avelis Beguf either. Ad Kan Rabosai, part one of today's Shia, just to finish up, we spoke about last time. We now go on to the new Sugya.
Rebbe?
Yes, sir.
Rebbe?
Yes.
If Rebbe, if his mahalach is correct, what then the Rif, like, how did the Rif know that the Gavela, like, does it sound like this in the Rif? Like, is this what the Rishon, the Stima Sarishon sounds like? The Rif, he sounds like he's saying there's no such thing as Avelis at all after the first day. He says there's no Mucker, except for, like, he doesn't seem to be Nisiyache so much to the Pasukim Komish, and, it's a very big Kimpt in the Rif, like, Lachora, and it's very hard to understand how anyone would know to draw the line, if there's a Chalos Dereisa to all Shiva, how do you know to draw the line for Avelis, only Avelis and Rishon Dereisa, and not the rest of it, why would it only be Mishalecha or Renotzov specifically that would extend all 7 days?
The answer is based upon the Rashi. He has to be Shalmei Belev. So Shiluach Karbonos, more than anything else, is a function of Belev, based on the word Shlomen. And therefore, the Pashup Shad is, like the Rambam, against the Tosus Rid, there's a Din D'Oraisa for 7 days. There's a Shame Avos, as my Rebbe called it. The specific Nihugim are only applying with the Raisa for day one, Yom Yisra Kvura. But the Shema Avel and the Aninus Belev extends. You're right. How do you know that? The Achalti Ba'oni Mimenu is only the first day. You're correct, 100%. But as we said, there is a Shema Avel and a status of partial lack of peace of the heart, as Rashi, to quote Rashi and translate it literally, which exists for the whole week, and that leads to that. Then that's the best I can do. But I think if you look at the Karen Or, it's pretty. I think that's what he says. He doesn't discuss it to refute his brother's proof that Avelis and Rishon is Doraisa. Avelis and Rishon could be totally the Rabbanim. There are no Nihugim which the Torah demands. All those 11 things in the Rambam could have been the Rabbanim according to Tosis. But it still might agree that Avel Elam Mishal Echo and also Midaraisa is possible. That's only a din of shame. That's my Rebbe said in his Chidushim, I believe, and that's what I think the current hour is driving at as well. Okay, fine. Let's talk Ksubas, because we have a lot to discuss. Ksubas Av Gimel Amud Beis. This is a famous sugya, and we segued into the sugya already in our discussion of the Karen Ora, who links the two. Links the 7 days of Avelis and the 7 days of Yemei HaMishneh. He even quotes that one day is more powerful in each case. As I told you, the Rosh says the same thing in the Ksubas, name of the Ramah. We'll get to it. The last three lines of Gimel Amud Beis. Vesha pitoy afoy v'tifcha tavuach v'yenu mozul g'meis avav shel chasun o'ima shel kala machnis nesameis l'cheder v'sachos v'zakala l'chupo ubo b'lasmit suporesh v'nog shivis Yemei HaMishneh v'chakach nog shivis Yemei Avelis. Fine. I imagine that almost everybody on the Zoom and everyone in this room learned Ksubas at one point in time in your life. No matter how slow you got to Gimel Amud Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph. You even got to Dalet Amud Beis. So it should be familiar to you from somewhere in your career where you learned Ksubas. So if you never learned Ksubas, now is a good time to start. Ksubas is a very important mesechta. Fine. So it's a clear din. Halachala is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. It's clear. What does Rashi say? Rashi, the top Rashi, Uporesh, V'yikbur sameis biyad. The keva and the chalal of chasana, haiva the gabei keregel, the osya velus, v'chayla v'noeg shivis v'mei mishta, etc. What's Rashi trying to tell us? Rashi seems to be telling us that in order for the shame shivus in HaMishneh to take effect, you need the Bias Mitzvah. Why are we matter Bias Mitzvah? It's a little bit inappropriate, no, at that point in time in a person's life to be involved in a Bias Mitzvah. The answer is, it's a necessary condition in order to have the shivus in HaMishneh proceed. Now, we think about the tremendous loss of a wedding celebration, because our weddings are completely outsized. Baruch Hashem, now in Corona, we learned that you can survive with a wedding which is different. But in the olden days, the wedding was just one meal, and there were another, who knows how many meals the other 7 days. It was a tremendous financial loss, not just the wedding itself, but the whole Shiva Simei Mishnah. They prepared for those 7 days. A lot of, they couldn't put it in the freezer in those days, it would go to waste. And therefore, it was critical, financially, to have the Shiva Simei Mishnah come first and postpone the Shiva Simei Avelis. Only way to do that, Simi Rashi seems to say, is to have the Bias Mitzvah at that particular moment. The Shita Mekubetah says of Beferish. Based upon Rashi, they were mata the Bia, otherwise you could not push away the Avelis. Nu. So what will happen in the other Krovim? The other Krovim, these dispensations do not apply. And therefore, what happens? You have the Shiva Simei Avelis, and then the Shiva Simei Mishnah. What can you do? The Ipchalo, right? If it's a different relative, you're not counting so much on his father or her mother. There'll be a loss. They'll scrape away the money together to do it again. That's what it seems. If you look in the Rosh, Rabbi Osai, here in Ksubas, and Simon Vav, he says so explicitly. Let's open to the Rosh, please, in Ksubas Simon Vav. Here we go. Now, when we lush betok lushin Rav Alfas Mashmah the Machnis Nes Ames the Cheder as a Chos of the Kal the Chupa who bore the Smitzu Parish recovers Mesa the Nog Shivus Me Avel Whoop Shivus Me Avelus the Chakach Shivus Me Mishta but the Kama in a Nog Shivu Yume Mishta Bereisha Mashmah in Chilik Ben Hecha Dikap Seder Ben Hecha Lekap Seder. And the Bikap say the Noag Shivis Mea Mishta Beresha. Fecha the Lekap say the Noag Shivis Mea Avelis Beresha. Have a Mishnea Bol the Mitzvah, Kodan Shi Kover a Mace. Tim Lokain, Have a Lemema, Hecha the Lekap say the Kovas Mesov, the Noag Aveluso, Machakach, Machas is a Kala Chupa, Chemotosi Beshem Bal Halachas Beshem Ritz Geyazal. To Beshah Krovim, Machnisim as a Mace a Cheder, as a Chosim as a Kala Chupa, who Bol the Smitsu Porish, the motto Ellis Yesh Bimhiris Achupa Vivazu Ames Vyavsiku Bavelis Ben Chupa Ven Shivis Mehmishta, Floitiru Chupa Bia, Lonin Ella Beavim Shokosim Ima Shokala, Vagamika Pseda, Ozi Tiru Chupa Bia, the owner of the Hakni Mehmishta Lavelis. Avakshamakta Mavelis, the Mishta, Gamiachera Chupa, Chiyaku Koshloshim Yom, Vesulamidi. Makes no sense. Once you put in the Shiva Simei Avelis first, what's the point? It's terrible, says the Rosh. It seems to me that the only answer to this, that the Ritz Geyus, leave the Riff, we don't know what he said exactly, it says on the Diuk, that the Ritz Geyus is Lishitaso. Yeah, Lishitaso. Take a look at the Gemara about Saint Ksubis, Dav Dalet Amid Beis. Dalet Amid Beis, please. Open the Ksubas of Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Isra of Yichud. So the Gemara says over here, Nav Dalet Amid Beis, Rav Ashi Amar, Mi Kamadamis Avelusa de Hochel Avelusa de Alma. Avelusa de Alma, Chomir, Vlo Osulis Ulzulebe. Because it's serious, Avelus. He's not going to be Mazalzel in this Avelis. But, again, Avelis the Hocha came in the Akilu Rabbanon, Osilis Elzule Be, my Kula. What's the Kula? Ilema the Katani Bol, Bilis Mitzvah Poresh, Hosu Mishim Blochal Le Avelusa. That's not a Kula, that's the Iker Adin. Right to the Rambam, no? Either Rabbi Elazar at Shiyotzim Pesach Beis, either Rabbi Shua at Shiyotzim Magol till the burial. The Katani Noeg Shivus Yimei Mishta, V'Chakach Noeg Shivus Yimei Avelis. Oh, that's the Kula. That you have Shivus Yimei Mishta first, then the Shivus Yimei Avelis. What do you see from this Gemara? That the Bia is Het Gamer. The simple read of the Gemara is that this Bia is Het Gamer. That's what the Ritz Geyer says. The Ritz Geyer says the same way as other laws of Avelis do not apply before the burial. It's all right, it's the Rambam. Neither does the Yisra of Bia apply. It's no different than the Yisra of Rechitza and Sicha and everything else. Nothing applies before the Kvura. So the Rosh is asking Akasha, why do we allow this Bia? Why do you allow? Because there's no Yisra in the first place. Not that there's an Yisra we have to find a head to. There's no Yisra in the first place. Nothing wrong. Anything before the Kvura, there's no prohibitions whatsoever. So writes the Ritz Gaius. Who told me so? Who told me so? The Ramban told me so. The Ramban on page Ayin Gimel. If you have the Torah Adam, page Ayin Gimel, he quotes it explicitly. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Gaius al Kosov, etc., etc. What is he saying? Everything's mutter by Misa the Kvura. Everything. He quotes al Gemara. Dalim and Beis, Mikey Lusa, Inema, the Katonic Ball, Bill Smith, so Parish, Hosem Mishim da Katla Chalel Avelis. Therefore, Rashai Betispores, Uvir Chitza, Uvisicha, Uvitash Mishamita. Top one on page Ayin Dalit. Uvishag Zeres Shiva. Ad Khan Dvorov. Says the Ramban, what are you kidding? Uvavarai Divish Gogahain. To Tanakama also Afili Bishabis, Tavtashmish. The Kosaka Taita, the Gemara Mishim Yeshavelis Bishabis, for Dachina, no, not at all. It's a Gemara in Moed Kotten Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Hosem Mishim the Meso Mutal the Funavu Shechmiru Alav, Shayok Rosha Bekach, Alma Bechol as Dinavel as Dinah the Asur. Of course it's Asur. The Ritz Gaius has to be wrong. He has to be wrong. What is he saying over here? He's saying over here, it's certainly Asur. Now, the Ritz Gaius knew Moed Katan too. He didn't only learn Ksubis, he learned Moed Katan too. Presumably he holds, sure it's going to be Asur. But it's not a din in Avelis. Even the Ramban concedes it's not a din in Avelis. It's a din in what? Explains why. Shelo Yakla Rosha Bekach, which means he's going to get involved in the Bia and he's going to forget about taking care of the Ovel. We understand very well that can happen. It would be comparable to the other Yisurim of Basar, V'yayin, and Mitzvahs, which are dinim of Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav. Those are dinim which are presumably the Rabbanon, and they were Mekel on that din for the Chosn and Kala. That's apparently the sheet of the Ritz Gaius. He knows the Gemara and Boyd Kotten, but he interprets it not a din of Avelis, but as Tosis interpreted a din of Shemi Yimashach. We understand that Bia is certainly a Shemi Yimashach kind of a consideration. This would presumably be the way that the Ritz Gaius would answer the Ramban's question against him. But you see, Klar, and Ritz Gaius tell us no issue whatsoever. So it's Mutta Livel Stam without any toelas of pushing off the Shivas Yimei Avelis until later. So the Kasha, the Rosh is no Kasha. All the Yisur Avelis do not apply to an owner, even Bia's Mutta. The Ramban, of course, understands that the owner is also the Bia. There's a special Kula for Chosin and Kala. But, they're not going to be mezalzel in the Avelis itself through the Kula of Aninus. That's how the Ramban seems to understand this Gemara. Take a look on that page Ayin Dalet in the Ramban. Let's see again. For also nami katoni bol bil smitzu porish ti alma also live al bil shtia or the ad rabba il mole shi yodu be gemara de mishmesu mut lefon of also betash mishamita lo ye malam al datam klala hakshos my kilusa ilema to katoni bol bil smitzu porish to me as mecha be bos of yayin asru velas es kol tsokham yani nuso ye fakhel es ameis kavachom al tash mishamita shafil kal shebekalim eno also kein ked the parishis ikar. Again, the Ritz Gaius will agree, it's a Mefurash Gemara, and Moed Katan, that there's a problem, but he's presumably going to say it's not an Avelis problem, it's a Shemi Yimashik problem, and there will matter in the case of a Chosin, for various reasons and considerations, even if it's going to happen that the Shivas Avelis will proceed, still, it's not fair to a Chosin at that point in his life, we're going to matter it, and Shemi Yimashik will have to worry about in some technical way to make sure he's not nimshecht and forget about the tzorach yameis. That's how I understood the Ritz Gaius, because after all, the Ramban is quoting a Mefurash Gemara and by Kat and Chav Gimel and Beis. Maybe we should give a look and read the Gemara inside, because we always like to see things inside. Chav Gimel and Beis in the Sechta Moed Katan. Okay? The Gemara has a discussion about Avelus for Shabbos. Yes, no, maybe so. And the Gemara is quoting a whole sugya from Besechta Brochus. Tashmish Amiti Gebenayo, the four lines from the bottom. Right? So you see from that Gemara, right, that Rashi explains, Hoda Oman is Chayab Akun Sol Mutta Betashmish Amita, Betana Kama Sabat, also Betashmish Amita. Okay? The Avelus for Shabbos, no Avelus for Shabbos. But it's before the Kvura. It's enough in the Gemara that it's also. So presumably, it's a problem of Shemi Yimashich. That's how the Ritz Geis would understand it. I watch to be usher on Shabbos. There's no, he can't be involved in Tzorech Emes on Shabbos. Who knows? He'll be so involved in his Tashmish Amitil and go past Shabbos. Anything is possible with this chosin. You know, sometimes people get carried away when they're chasanim. Let's not discussing that right now. Fine. So, yes, Ellie. No. Again. I'm trying to explain, what will the Ritz Geis do with the Ramban? The Ritz Geis, we don't have a Ritz Geis to answer. He brings a riot from the Gemara and Ksubas Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Ramban refutes the riot. All right, we can argue back and forth, we'll see later. But the Mefurash Gemara, but Kodim Chav Gimel Amud Beis seems to say there's a problem of Tashmish before the Kavura. Maybe even on Shabbos, maybe. It's a whole discussion, right? That's Misha Mesa Mutul Afonov. So I think the answer to the Ritz Geis would be, I'm just suggesting, that he agrees it's prohibited, as the Ramban said, it's no different than Basa V'yayin. Not Basa V'yayin as the Ramban, according to the Gaonim, that's the din of Avelis, that's Cheetahs, you know. Basa V'yayin, that's the only Shemi Yimashe. That's how the row posts come all that way. Well, Tashmish is a Kavachoma Shemi Yimashe. If he's going to forget about the mace because of his meat and wine, Kavachoma, because Tashmish is his new wife, Kavachoma. Right? And it may even extend beyond Shabbos, I'm suggesting, that to answer that particular question. So that's what the Ritz, but in any event, this is the Yisod. This is the Yisod. The Kitzah, the Ramban understands that every owner is Asa Bavia. There is a Kulam Yucheres for Chasin and Kala, but they're not going to come to Mizals and Avelis to a Kul in Aninus. Aninus Luchod, Avelis Luchod. That's presumably how the, that Gemara, that Dalam and Beis would be explained according to the Ramban. Everyone understand so far? Now, I'll read the Ramban one more time. We'll play, turn it off, I and Gimel. I think it's just see, read it again. Can't hurt to read it again. Oh. This is the two lines before the Ritz Geis. I said to you before about Peh. What? How do Ramban understand the Gemara and Ksubas Daf Dalet on the base? Look what he explains. Umishim kilusa de kame stimas golel lo osya le zelzuli bi avelas ika shiva. This is Rav Feivel Cohen's Kash, if you recall. Here the Ramban seems to say that Avelis is the Rabbanon. No Doraisa from the beginning, as he said before. The answer, the only that had to defend the Gaonim, he himself holds it's the Rabbanon, as we saw in Chumash and other places as well. So that's a little familiar from before. Adkan Rabosai. Rabosai, there's one thing which is not clear. It's not clear. Yes, sir.
It's just according to the way Rebbe is explaining the Ritz Geis, the whole kula was in Aninus, not in Avelis.
Correct.
I mean the Gemara is the kula in Avelis, but the lashon of the Gemara should be that it's a kula in Avelis.
You talking about the Gemara Ksubas Daf Dalet Amud Beis? The lashon of the Gemara is, let's read it, okay? My kula, the name of the Gotani Baal Avelis Mitzvah Poresh. So the Ritz Geis takes it literally. There's no prohibition whatsoever until the Stima Sagol, till the burial. There is none. He takes it literally. Right. What did the Ramban say? Of course it was a Kula. Of course it was an Isser. But it's an Isser only in Aninus, pre-burial, and it was not going to lead a person to be Mizalzal and the various Isser, Yivichud, etc., Bia, in the Avelis proper. Because you're not going to go from Aninus, which is the Rabbanon, presumably, to Avelis, which is the Oraisa. No one's going to make that jump. Okay? So you see, from the Ramban is explaining that there is an Isser of Avelis, of Tashmish. He explains it's no less than Bosa V'yayin, which again, according to the Ramban himself, is Shemi Yimashech. So you're also Shemi Yimashech. But he likens it to a din of Avel is proper, and the Mitzkeya said, no, it's only a din of Shemi Yimashich. And Shemi Yimashich, we can find a way to be Mekalon for a Chosin, even though there's a Shemi Yimashich, because we even though the 7 days of Avelis are coming first. So the Rashi asks, so why bother? Why are we doing this? So the Ritzkeya says we're doing it because there's no Issa in the first place. No, but the Gemara says there is an Issa. An Issa, only Shemi Yimashich, is a different kind of an Issa. We can somehow be lenient with that Issa, it's not an Issa Avelis as such. That's the best way I can understand the Ritzkeya. Kain Nirali. Okay. The case of the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, is where the person died before the chuppah. And these cases happen in real life, unfortunately. What will happen if the person dies after the chuppah? And those cases also have existed. Yes, I kid you not. Real cases. Person got married, in all case. And the father never had a heart attack at the wedding and died. He's already married. He's already married. But Nebuch, now his father died. Now what do you do? In Shas Bavli, this is not discussed. Well, we saw the Gemara. The Gemara is referring to a case where the person died before they had the chuppah. What happens if they had the chuppah first? So I asked you to look, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, are there enough Shulchan Aruchs to go around? Because I think they report enough, at least for those here in this building. This halacha of Chosin V'Kala is found at the very beginning of Hilchos Avelis, Shin Mem Beis. It's actually the opening din of Hilchos Avelis, the very first simon, Shin Mem Beis. We have a lot of simonim in Hilchos Avelis. The very first one is Shin Mem Beis. Officially, Hilchos Avelis goes to the end of the volume, which is Simon Tov Gimel, also Hilchos Avelis. We're talking about, was it 62 simonim of Hilchos Avelis? The number one! Shin Mem Beis, because Shin Mem Aleph is Aninus, and before Shin Mem is Kriya. We have to get to those, but we're going to start from Shin Mem. That's what we're starting officially. We're trying to follow the Seder of the Gemara. After we finish Ksubis, you want to learn, prepare ahead, start the Mishnah, you test them in Aleph, and go straight. We try to go straight as much as we can. Obviously, if the Sugya is here and there, you have to skip a little bit within this, but I want to try to do as much as we can. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of the Gemara. Fine. Comes along the Nekudas HaKesef, by the Shach, and commenting on the Taz, we're not going to go into that issue right now, we can't go into every last line, but part of it is very important. In the Nekudas HaKesef, has the following situation. Watch this. He says, Rabbeinu Yerucham, quotes him verbatim, Im kines kvar, he got married, v'lo bol adayin, umeis, Rachmona Litzlan, but also Yom Achra Nisuin, Sheberchu Kvar, Meis Echad Mikrovi Achosin, Lo Aviv, not his father. Yesh Mefarshim, Shekosvu, Shenoeg Yimei Hamishte, Vachakach Zayin Yimei Avelus, Kamo, Shemesel Meis Beregel. Beregel, if you have the 7 days of Yontif, followed by Avelus. Chosin is like a regel. And therefore, you would keep the Shivas Yemei Mishteh, followed by the Shivas Yemei Aves, with no beer. We didn't say beer. The Alpha Pishek Shemes Oviv Amrin and the Bol Bilas Mitzvah Vechule. The Nira the Lo Chalal of Asimcha Achiyivo. We saw the Rashi, right? I referred you to Shita Mekubetzes. Shani Hosam. The Chalal Avelus Kodem Anisuin. Rakshia kol muchan, v'lo alima ha'isimcha l'chayvel zayinim mei ha'mishta ad she'yivo, u'lefichach bo el kol ha'shiachul u'lav zayinim mei ha'mishta, otherwise it's not going to be chal, as we saw in the rush, the chora. Aval kan she'kvar nosa, k'for chal la'simcha olav, v'lo bi'ila, lefichach ein bo el ad she'yavu zayinim mei ha'mishta v'zayinim mei ha'velis. It's a long honeymoon, right? You have to wait 14 days till the first beer. Because the Gemara asked Yichud, as we saw in Masechta Ksubos. Ken Kosev, Haritz Geis. Ritz Geis, isn't he the one who said there's no Issa B'ir in the first place? I don't own Hilchos Avelis of the Ritz Geis. If we can get it from the library, or maybe we can speak to the librarian, we have some protectia. Write a list of things we need. Hilchos Avelis of the Ritz Geis, number one. Hilchos Smachas of the Marami Wittenberg, which I also don't have. That's number two. And it's supposed to be a nice edition of a Seches Machos, number three. Maybe more, but for the moment, that's what they, see if the librarian can get it first. We have some protective librarian here in this room. Okay, fine. This is the opinion of the Ritz Geyer as quoted in the Nekudas HaKesef. For Rav David Cohen, oh, B'tshuva. They hold it, the Radach and the Tshuva hold it, the Ritz Geyer. Aval HaRosh Kosaf, the Rosh, I'm not sure where this is either. For Horobaz Alocha L'maisa, Sheyinog Avelus Tchila. This fellow, who already made the wedding, now his father dies, or some other relative dies, let's say, he has to have Avelus first. Plocholov Simcha at Sheyivo Me'acha She'en Olvav Shemes. It's not the father, it's a different relative. El Shakrovim Ad Kan Lashon Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's all found in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Period. Okay, a fundamental dispute over here. What's halacha for a different relative if the brother died after he got married? What then? According to the Radach, Rav David Cohen, what's the din? The din is Yemei Mishta first to be able to use all that meat was prepared in that week, because it's like Yontifim. You already got married, it's Yontifim. So if someone dies on Yontif, Yontif still goes on. You have a Yontif because you got married before the person died. Good. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh says no. The Rosh says no. What do in that case? Avel is tchila. Tlochal of simcha sheyivo. And therefore, it's not his father or her mother. So you have to have Avelis first. Everyone understand the question? You understand the Shaila? You got it? Machlokas quoted in the Kudas HaKesef between the Radach of David Cohen and the Rosh. The Ritz case, we have to get a hold of it because we don't understand how that fits what we said until now. Leave it out. Machlokas, the Radach, and the Rosh. Fine. What's Pshat in the Radach? We know. We think, according to Halacha Lemaisa, Avelus does not apply until after the Kvur. That's the bottom line. Leave out the Lomdim, the Gonim. That's the bottom line. So if Avelus does not begin until the Kvur, what's the difference if the person died before the Chuppah or after the Chuppah? It's a difference. The death is irrelevant. It's the Kvur that counts. Why is the moment of death critical? The moment of Kruah should be critical. That's when Avelus begins. This is a Kasha. So this Kasha was answered by the, you know, every Rosh Hashiva learned Ksubas. They didn't always learn Avelus. So all the classic Rosh Hashivas, there were so many Sfarim and Ksubas. There's the Rosh Hashorim, the Gateshead of Rosh Hashiva. There's the Sukkas David, the Rabbi Yemir, the Kriyazal. They all say the same Yisod. What's the Yisod? It's true, there's no Avelus left of the Kvura. That's true. That's true, 100% true. But, as they put it, Be'etzem, the beginning is the Misa. Or my Rebbe would call it, the Mechayev is the Misa. The Mechayev is the Misa. For technical reasons, whatever they may be, either the Ramban, the way we used to learn Pshat, that it's two stages. This Tamil, this Abel. Always saw in the Tiferes of Moshe that until the burial is also given to support the mitzvah. Whatever the reason is, but the mechayev is the moment of the misa. So if he died before the chuppah, be'etzem is already the beginning of the avelus. Can I use the Rav's words? The gavra is the shame avel already. Before, the gavra is the shame avel. Therefore, you need a chuppah and a bia. You need both to knock this out, to enable the Shiva Simei Mishteh to proceed. But if the chuppah was before the Misa, then it's enough to have a chuppah alone to push off the Avelus, since the Avelus did not begin at all. The Lichora, this svar should work, according to the Ramban, defense of the Gaonim, that there are some Nihugi Avelus before the Kvura. Even according to the Rambam, that we derive from Aninus of Kochim, or Chi of Tumah, as we said earlier, So the Mechayev is the Avelis before the Kvur. We understand. But the Rosh said no. The Rosh is Klor. We read the Rosh on Friday. Avelis Lechud, Vanilis Lechud, Osim Bezeh, Osim Bezeh, Train Yoninu. Two totally separate things. Totally separate things. Memel, there's no Svar Lechalek between if he died before the Chuppah or died after the Chuppah, because death is irrelevant. In either case, the Chuppah precedes the Avelis. And then, but just like an hour sugya, if he died before the Chuppah, he needed a Bias Mitzvah to be pushed away the Avelis. So too, when the relative died after the Chuppah, you would need it. You would need the Bia to do it. And when you're not Mata the Bia, guess what? You have to have the Shiva Simei Avelis first. So we go back to the Rosh, as it's quoted in the Kudas HaKasef. He says as follows. Rosh Kosav, Yinug Avelis Tchila, Lo Chalal of Simcha, Achiyivo, Miachin Ovim Shomes Shakrovim. No. Yeah, we understand very well. According to the Rosh, there's no difference. This fancy lumbus of the Rosh Yeshivis, that fits in well with Rambam, the Ramban, the Gaonim, etc. According to the Rosh, no, there's no connection whatsoever. Well, what's it going to do with the Gemara we said earlier today in our Tetzavim and Beis with Shalicha? But also, I don't know, the Rosh will get out of it somewhere or other. He's so explicit. Trey and Yane, Osef Bezeh, Mutim Bezeh, Adam Bezeh, and therefore there's no distinction whatsoever. Of course, the problem is that these Achronim, these Rosh Hashivas, as we call them, have an Ofener Gemara on their side. A Gemara Mefureshes. That's the Gemara Dalam and Beis. Dalam and Beis. What's the Maskanas of Gemara? There's a Kula over here. That Kula is going to lead to a Zilzil. What's the Kula? Look at the Gemara. We learned it already twice. My Kula. Ileima the Katani Bol Bismasu Poresh. No, that's because the Avelis didn't start yet. El the Katani. Noeg Shivis Mei Amishteh. Vachakach Noeg Shivis Mei Avelus. The Shivis Mei Avelus precede. That is a Kula. Right? That's a Kula. But according to the Radach, he married her before the relative died. In that kind of case. So the Shivis Mei Amishteh already chal from the moment of Nisuin. Right? Memela, he's also to the Bia for 14 days, as we saw in the Kudas HaKesef. The only matter the Bia to push away the Avelis, and because the base of the Korah before the Nisuin, you need a Chuppah and a Bia. You need both. If you died after the Chuppah, Avelis is pushed away anyway, also Livo, until 14 days later, as we said before. So we'll go back to this proof. Why is this considered to be a Kula? It's Medina. Since Shivas Mei Amishteh Mechal with the Chuppah and the Bia, Memela, it pushes aside the 7 days of Avelis Medina. So why is this Gemara called it a Kula? It's Chazar again. What's the Kula, Rabosai? Let's Chazar the Kula. The Katani Noag Shivas Mei Amishteh Mechakach Noag Shivas Mei Avelis. Why is that considered to be a Kula? Why is it a Kula? There was a Chuppah, there was a Bia. That makes it into a yontif. Yontif is Avelis. So that should not even be considered to be a Kula. Why is that considered to be a Kula? What must you say? It's a Kula. Why? Because the father died before the Chuppah. You see, there was the beginning of some Avelis. There was a shame of it. Even though it wasn't Nog B'Poel. So Medina, you should have said, look, the shame of it took effect. Have the 7 days of Avelis first. And therefore, the fact that they were Mekel to push off the 7 days of Avelis and have the Shivas Mei Mishteh first, they were afraid to another Zilzel and the Easter of Yichud, etc., etc., etc. Now, that's very nice. It's a Mefurash Gemara. But we just got to saying that this Lomdus of the Rosh Hashivas, which explains the Radach, the Rosh didn't hold from. So now, what will the Rosh do with this Gemara? The Gemara is Mefurash against the Rosh, the Pashtas. Mefurish. Wow. So I want to say, Rabosai, that we're going to have another kasha against the Rosh, and we're going to come to a famous phrase of kushya achas mitaretzes b'chavrata. Okay? Let's chazer the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say explicitly in the Avdalim and Beis that what's the kula? Not the fact that the bia took place. That's before the kvura. What is the kula? Rabbos, are you with me again? No, before Stima Sagolo. What's the kula? Noeg shivis mi'amishta v'chachach noeg shmi'avelis. We ask the kasha, why is that considered to be a kula? So the Rosh Hashiva's answer, you see, the Shem Avil started from the time of the Misa, and therefore we should have been more machmer and had the Shem Avil blossom into a full 7 days of Avelis, followed by Shivas Memishta. We turn it around, Mashem Hefzit, that's a tremendous kula. But it's predicated on the assumption that it's not so much Medina, because it was a Shem Avil before the Kvur. Take a look on the Rosh Rabbosa in Simon Tess. Simon Tess. The Rosh in Simon Tess has the following. He's discussing what the Chazal were mate for him. It's a remarkable case. Let's read from the beginning. Now, let's read Simon Ches too. Dorash of Yosef, Rei the Rabbi, Mishmei the Rabbi, Loshono Elish Lo Baal. Avo Baal, Ishtu Yeshenim Yababayis. Okay? We all know that married women don't go to a motel every month. Right? Once it's a bee, it's no problem. Uvachoson Shapirsa Ishtu Nida Mari. Afal gav da avelis yishene ben ha-noshim. Afal gav da boal. Lo mishnim avelis kila lei minida. Tam Rav Yosef yish berei Rav Chanina. Kol melocha sheisha osal da baal nid ma'ine osal da baal luchos imzikas ha-kos, etc., etc., etc. Kabi avelis tanya. Havishama in odam rasha lochof ishtol yos kocheles pokeses. Bemes amu mozegas os ha-kos umutsas os ha-mita mechets pan raglev. Alma avelis chamira lei minida. Fishalibo shall Adam nichna bezman avilaso. Ela mishum da haya avelis kilole. Fishay kilobo chachamim. What? Shenoa gimme amishte. Fiachakach yeme avelis. Okay, so far, Rabosai, that's what he says. Sounds like he's quoting the Gemara, but we're not done yet. Yesh shirosim lumbum mikan. Mishamais lomais beregel. Kevin should know again a regal tchila, daimi lahacha vekila le huyashin ben anoshim v'yishen ben anoshim. Can you imagine that? Nebuch. A person loses a relative on Yontif. Not only is there a problem with the shiv is postponed, he has to separate from his wife. It's an isa yichud. V'lo nehirili, lo dami the kilusa dahacha, lo dami the kilusa dahacha, the akilu betfei. Why? Shere meis lo meis kodem shechalu shivis me mishta v'itiru lo chachomim lahachnes es hameis lecheder v'sachostim v'zakal lechupa. Why? Kidei litchos avelus me olav avo meis lo meis beregel she kvor chalu lo beregel yishena ima babayis. But what's going on over here? What's going on? The Rosh is saying over here something which is a chiddush nifla. He's saying, what happened over here? Look, let's read it again. The Rosh is saying, watch. Akilu betfei sh'ameis l'meis kon shechal l'shemis me'am mishta v'yitiu l'chachamim l'hachas l'meis l'cheres chos l'kal l'chupa l'lichas havelas me'olav, etc. They were making a tremendous kula, right? And he goes on a little bit further, going into the whole discussion that he has. And he says, what is the nature of the kula over here? A little bit later on, he explains as follows. He says, the kula over here is, again, Hachayf kiyu chachamim divrayim mash'asu onim betashmish amita v'yitiru lo simchas chubu ubiya. That's a quote from earlier. So what's the Rosh saying? The Rosh is saying that the Kula is the Wamata the Bia. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, that's not the Kula. Why? Because that's before the Kvura. So the Ritzkeya says it's never an Issa before the Kvura. And the Ramban says that's an Issa only, an Issa, an Issa of Avelis, not going to make a mistake. And the Rosh seems to say, well, that's the Kula. That was rejected by the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Wamata the Tashma, that's the wrong reason. Why is that the wrong reason? Either because there's no Issa in the at all, as the Ritzkeya says, Raya from this Gemara, or the Ramban tweaked it. That's Aninus, this is Avelis. And what the Rashim are saying in two places, that's the Kula that Chazal introduced. I read it again in two places. Here he says it twice. First he says, let's get it straight. Let's get the right place. Kilusa the Hacha, the Kilu Betfe, Hitiulo Chachamim Lahach, Sames, the Cheres, the Chos, the Kal, the Chupa, the Litras Avelos, the Olaf. It sounds like the Heter is the Bia, as opposed to Mace Beregel. Right? This is the Rush. So it seems to be against the Gemara. Against the Gemara. Again. This is the Rush towards the very end. Lo dummy, the word dummy is in brackets. L'hai kilusa, d'hocha hifkiu chachamim divrayim, masha osru onen betash mishamita, v'itiru lo simchas chubu ubiya, t'litchas avelas v'yolav, afach harakvur, etc. So, Pekitzer, he said it twice. Twice. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara rejected this, Rabbi Osa. That was question number two. What was question number one? Question number one was at the Rosh Yeshivas, what the Gemara Davdalam and Beis, right? It's considered to be a Kula. What's the Kula? What's the Maskana second part of the Kula is? That the Shivas and the Mishnah come first. Why is that a Kula? It's Medina. It was Chal before the Kvura. So the Rosh Hashiva's answer, no, that's also a Kula, because there was a Misa first. But according to the Rosh, that Misa is irrelevant, Asa B'zeh Mutta B'zeh, so it's taken out a Kula. So, how do you refute the Rav of the Rosh Yeshiva? My answer is that Kusha Achas Meturetzis B'chavrata. The Rosh refused to learn the Gemara Kipshuta. Refused. It couldn't be, because according to the Rosh Lashitaso, that's not considered to be a Kula. That's Medina. It's Medina, as exactly the Rosh Yeshiva said, based on their understanding of the right to the Radach. So the Rosh understood the Maskana, the Kula is the Wamata the Tashmish. But they asked in the Gemara, from that Kula, we're not going to be Mizalz on Avelis. That Kula is limited to Aninus. We're not going to jump from Aninus to Avelis, as the Ramban said. What did my answer? No, the Kula is Shibas and Mishnah come first. You know what it means? Not that itself is the Kula, but no, the Kula that were Matit Tashmish has repercussions in Hilchas Avelis as well. You're going to postpone the Avelis for 7 days, lift the Shibas and Mishnah, and that's going to lead to a zilzul. In Avelus, that's what they asked in Yichud. That's what the Rosh means. He said it twice, the same words. Hitiru tashmish kidei lidchos Avelus me'olav. It's not just a Kula and Hilchos Aninus, the Wamata the Tashmish. The Wamata for the specific reason of pushing off the Avelus, and they succeeded in that Kula. And that's true, that's a result of the Heter of the Tashmish. And therefore, since it has repercussions in Hilchos Avelus, Chacham will worry the Mizalz on Avelus, and therefore they ask for the Yichud. So let's repeat one more time, because we're out of time, basically. Tomorrow we'll just finish up the Sugin Ksubis, and then we'll try to proceed to the Mishnah Yutes. I try to get to it tomorrow, but no guarantee. Try to have more Maamar Makomos Blineder. And we'll try to send to the Zoomers the new Maamar Makomos as well, if we can get it to you. But if you don't get them, just start off your tests, and the Mishnah goes straight. That's Chazak. We had two kashas against the Rush. The first kasha, and they're both based on the same Gemara. The first kasha is, a Lamda Shakasha. So the reporter from the Rosh Yeshivas who say that the you see from the Gemara on the Avdalim and Beis that it's a kula, the fact that you have the Mimei HaMishnah before the Yimei HaEvel. Why is it a kula? The before the kfura, there's no avelus at all. So it's like a regal. You already got married. It's like a regal. Why is that a kula? Must be, they said, that there's something starts, the Mechayev is the Misa. But the Rush denies that. The Rush holds Zelichud, Trey and Yoni. So what will he do with this Gemara? Kasha number one. Kasha number two, in two places, the Rush is the Kula is the Bia. But the Gemara says, that's rejected that. It's called Mestima Sagolo. The answer is, no, the Rush is a beautiful Pshat in the Sugya. A new Pshat. The Gemara rejected it because it's only the Kula in Aninus, as the Ramban explained. But the Gemara's Maskana is the way the Rush understood the Maskana. No. Because the kula is noeg shivus mei mishne v'chakach noeg shivus mei haveres. That itself is not a kula. That's taka medina. But in order to get there, you got to be matter the bia. You need a chup ubia to push it off, as we said before. So the fact that they were matter a bia, which has repercussions in ilchas haveres, to postpone it for a week, is enough to convince the chazal to ase yichud. It's going to lead to a zilzul. So I think the both questions are answered beautifully. This is my pshat in the Rush. We have to stop here. We're out of time. Mishim, tomorrow we will continue. I apologize to the Zoomers. We had technical difficulties. We have to find a way how to somehow overcome the Messiah of the Shema.
The recording has stopped.